Last night, Amy Poehler scored a rare primetime TV doubleheader. She guest-starred on the season premiere of NBC's Saturday Night Live Weekend Update Thursday, anchoring the fake news with Seth Meyers. And then, immediately after that, she starred in the second season premiere of her own NBC sitcom, Parks and Recreation. She plays Leslie Knope, the deputy parks director in the fictional town of Pawnee, Indiana. Amy Poehler was a regular cast member of Saturday Night Live from 2001 to 2008. In her final year at SNL, she received a lot of attention for co-anchoring Weekend Update, her portrayal of Hillary Clinton during an election year, her Sarah Palin rap, and her increasingly evident pregnancy. Terry spoke with Amy Poehler in May. Here's a clip from last night's show. Poehler, as Leslie, imported a pair of penguins to be married in a special ceremony at the local zoo. Except, she mistakenly selected two penguins who were male. An angry constituent comes to complain.
Well, what can I do for you and those fine people at the SFSF?
Well, you could resign if you're up for it.
Oh, you're serious?
When you performed a marriage for gay penguins, using taxpayer money on government property, you were symbolically taking a stand in favor of the gay marriage agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry, but hold on a second there, Marcia. That was not my intention at all.
Well, why else would you marry penguins?
Because I firmly believed that it would be cute. And it was.
Leslie, are you married?
No, not yet, Marcia. Soon, probably. I have a plan, but no, not now. Not dating anyone yet. Focusing on my career. But
I thought so. So you couldn't possibly understand. But when gays marry, it ruins marriage for the rest of us. So either you annul the wedding, or I'll publicly ask for your resignation. You know what? I'm so terrible with directions. If I'm headed to the parking lot, do I make a left out of here or do I go right?
It's a left, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Annul the wedding.
Amy Poehler, welcome to Fresh Air. It's great to have you here. Let me ask you to describe your character on Parks and Recreation.
Well, Leslie Knope is a misguided optimist. She's kind of a person in local government who believes that things can happen really fast and big changes should happen. So she's kind of, I'll refer to her often as an open-faced sandwich. She's very easy to read and a little sloppy. She's a I really like playing her because she's she overpromises, but she's also very kind of well-intentioned and there's nothing cool about her.
One of the things I like about the character is that her ambitions are so small. Like when she gets her own subcommittee, it's like she's been elected president of the United States.
Right. Well, Leslie has a life plan. And, you know, when she explains it, it's over very small little increments. And, you know, she talks about how her next step is getting on the city council and then, you know, becoming perhaps the right-hand man of the lieutenant governor of Indiana. And then that governor dies and then she takes over. And then, you know, after a scandal, she runs for senator. And it's just a very slow process for Leslie. And so these small little victories are low stakes but high excitement for her.
Parks and Recreation was created by Greg Daniels, who also created the American version of The Office. And there are similarities between the two shows. They're kind of companions, one set in a paper office and the other in a small town government office. But they're both in that mockumentary style. Have you watched The Office a lot? And on the whole, is it better to have seen or not seen much of The Office?
Ever since I knew that I was doing this show, I stopped watching The Office, which was hard to do because I love that show and the performers on it. But I had to stop because, well, it's hard to enjoy comedy in general right now when you're on. It's very hard to watch comedy when I'm doing a comedy show because I either watch a show and I love it and I'm jealous, or I watch a show and I see all the problems with it and I'm angry that I watched it. But that's for my shrink, not for you, Terry. I was a huge fan, and then I had to stop just because it's kind of too weird to kind of watch it at the same time.
So do you miss Saturday Night Live?
I do. I mean, I think it's kind of the most exciting job I will ever have in many ways. And I certainly miss that exhilarating pace of it. But the opportunity to kind of stay in one place and play, you know, a character that grows and changes is really exciting as an actor. And SNL, there's this very, you know, it's a machine. And when you jump off the train and it speeds away and you kind of get the dust in your face and you cough and you wave goodbye to your friends and you think, oh, no, you know, there it goes. What a ride while I was on it. But I might need to, you know, I might need to walk by the side of the tracks for a while. But I do. I do. I miss it a lot. And the people that work there are tremendous at their jobs. And so, yeah, I do.
Now, how did you get the part of doing Hillary during the primary?
Well, I think I started doing her in like 2004, 2005. I tried to do her a couple of times, and certainly it probably was just it was a process of, you know, sometimes when you're doing an impression on that show, it's just kind of because you maybe have a take on that person or you sound or look like that person. I think that I probably got the job because everyone else just wasn't paying attention that week because I certainly don't sound like her. We were similar, but in the way we look, but I didn't really have a take on her. So it took a while to figure out how to play her.
One of the sketches you did as Hillary Clinton was a debate sketch in which Obama was depicted as someone who the media really pampered and catered to. And as Hillary, you pointed that out. And then Hillary Clinton, the real Hillary Clinton, took that and ran with it. Mm-hmm. Basically quoted it in her stump speeches and said, look, you know, this is what Saturday Night Live is saying. And then she shortly after that appeared on Saturday Night Live.
Right.
In what was called like an editorial response. She basically said, I was told not to be flattered by this and that this is not an endorsement of me. Mm-hmm. And let me play the sketch that ensued after that when you and she were together on stage.
I still enjoyed that sketch a great deal. Because I simply adore Amy's impression of me.
Oh, well, my ears are ringing.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, well, thank you for coming. I love your outfit.
Well, I love your outfit.
Why,
but I
thank you.
Do want the earrings back.
Oh, okay.
Do I really laugh like that?
Well.
All right,
so how's the campaign going?
Oh, the campaign is going very well. Very, very well.
Great.
Why? What have you heard?
Nothing.
It's Hillary Clinton with my guest Amy Poehler on a sketch on Saturday Night Live. So what was it like to be on stage with Hillary? And I should mention you were, you know, dressed identically in brown tweed jackets with black piping.
Much kudos to our wardrobe department who makes those jackets in about 45 minutes. These people are geniuses at what they do. And, you know, you'll get a call, you know, so-and-so, you know, someone's going to play Donald Trump and he has to be a vampire and this has to happen in 20 minutes. And like any live show, the people are so great because there's no – it's like an emergency room. There's no one stands in the middle of the room and starts screaming, we're never going to do this. This is never going to work. It'll never happen. We don't have enough time. It's just okay. Everyone says okay, and it gets done over and over again in the best way. But sorry, I forgot your question.
Oh, what was it like to be on stage with Hillary Clinton?
Well, it's always strange to be dressed like someone and stand next to them. That's always strange, unless you're, you know, a twin and your parents, your mother dressed you for the day. But so it was exhilarating. It was fun.
Can I point out? Not everything that you did about her was flattering. So was that awkward? Even making fun of her laugh, which you did on stage with her, Did you feel like, okay, I've said some things and done some things that are probably a little offensive to her, and here we are together?
Yeah, that certainly happens. You know, there would be times when I heard that that her camp were excited about something they saw, and I would say, "Oh, be careful, because you might not be excited this week." You know? Oh boy, you certainly have that moment where you're like, "Oh boy, sorry about that," but or not sorry about that, you know, depending on what you do. But it's interesting that you point out the laugh, just because that I think is an example of she doesn't really laugh like that, but the perception of her laugh was interesting, that people believed that she laughed like that. She didn't. She actually has a kind of like a very inclusive and open laugh, and it's kind of warm. But that laugh came from her trying to keep things down and kind of not being able to believe all the stuff that she had to deal with. And so that's how that laugh came to be. But it really isn't anything like the way she laughs. And so it's kind of interesting to... because I don't really do a very good impression of her, so it was kind of an impression of the impression of her that was seemed to be working or seemed to be getting laughs.
Amy Poehler speaking with Terry Gross in May. Poehler's NBC comedy series, Parks and Recreation, began its second season last night.